if I open the show notes, we'll do the September 20th edition of the Geyer Cook Report. Won't that be grand?
That'd be great.
I mean, it's so much better as a talkie if you've got the script in front of you. I've just found that to be a very good solution, more times than not. So good morning. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, people in the chat that are watching the show live. We're going to talk about SEO tips today, and particular SEO tips as they apply to mobile. And the link that we got from Web Marketing Group, and that's in the UK, Google's mobile usability guidelines, it says, and I quote, oh, I guess I didn't turn my phone off. Because global web traffic from mobile devices is on the rise, and recent studies show that mobile visitors are more likely to revisit mobile-friendly sites. You know, if it worked the first time, we'll come back. Mobile usability, relevant, write that one down, for optimal search results. So if, in the research I did, it said the number might be as high as 32% of searches are done on mobile now, because that's how they roll. That's what they use for doing the web, is their phone. So if your search result isn't mobile friendly, you're going to happen once. And you're going to go into the list of people that, oh, that didn't work. I'm not going to go back there anymore. So there's three mobile configurations recognized by Google. And I've got the graphic into the show notes there. You'll see it if you go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com and then click the link for the show notes. It'll take you to our secure WordPress-powered blog. Anyway, the three flavors, if you want to call them flavors, are mobile configurations. There's responsive web design, dynamic serving, and separate URLs. Well, they'll have like m.domainname.com, and that'll be a separate URL for the whole content. Everything's different. And in the graphic that Google provided, which I kind of copied, very much so copied, responsive web design does both. The question of, does my URL stay the same, the URL, and does the HTML stay the same? Well, with responsive web design, the answer is yes. You get a green check mark on both. Whereas with dynamic serving, the URL might be the same, but the HTML is going to be different. And if you get down to separate URLs, well, then you get red X on both of them. So I'm going to encourage you to have your developer, your builder, give you a product that is, in fact, responsive web design. It's based on the accepted mobile configurations provided by Google. That seems to be the lion in the jungle. And if you go into blog.geyercookonlineservices.com, that's in fact a responsive web design. Whether it's on the mobile or whether it's on desktop, you're going to have the same URL, the same code. Now, the style sheets are going to make it look different on mobile than it does on desktop, but the content is all the same. And that note... Oh, I just noticed what I've got to fix the show notes. There's a gap between the T and the H, and thank you for Fraser Ramsey. I hope he doesn't see that before I fix it. Because, you know, he probably won't see it because he's the company that likes to clean. He'll be busy cleaning somewhere. And he'll be looking at basic blog tips from Eileen Smith to see how to make his blog better and how to record the screencast-o-matic and so forth. And then the other link he might go to is over on Facebook now. There's the Friends Just Chatting Facebook group. And to find out where the chat is happening this morning, and we talk about a number of things on Friends Just Chatting. And here lately, it's been PeerIn has been the platform that it's used. So give that a go. Give that a look. Enjoy the show notes if you would. And if you've got questions, give us a holler. We've got the Geyer Cook Report @gmail.com for an email address. I invite you to be a patron of the show on that link there. We finally got that working. And thanks to the people that give us the audio support, the video support. If you're on the YouTube watching us, give us a subscription, at least a thumbs up. You know, maybe you don't want to subscribe today. That's fine. You would give us a thumbs up. We'd appreciate that. It matters to somebody someplace. On that note, well, I don't know, Kelvin, did I say good morning?
Just I think so.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, good morning again, if I forgot the first time. Invite you to all follow us on Facebook, on Twitter. The usual suspects are there. And on that note, did I forget anything?
Mm-hmm.
We're glad to have you back, Kelvin. The holiday has ended and just in time. And so on that note, I'm going to say the three magic words. It's a wrap.